WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another update on the deadly high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz today. 9 people killed and at least 12 others injured, says the Austrian Interior Minister at a news conference. Police say the shooter died by suicide in a bathroom in the school. He was a former student of the school. Michigan State University and 3 surviving victims of the 2023 mass shooting on campus have settled a lawsuit for nearly $30 million, say the lawyers. Expected to be questioned about sending the military to Los Angeles to handle protesters of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who has 3 congressional hearings today. Hegseth beginning the first one this morning this way.
In the last 4 months, we've moved quickly to reverse course after 4 years of weaklessness and mismanagement.
On the witness stand at his sex trafficking trial in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriend, Jane, testified this morning that she still loves him. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison teacher who was killed in the December school shooting will be honored at a national memorial. 42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She was the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes 3 large stone books. They're all engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is now almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces 3 felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt 6 more, the same gun she used for her own suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove to a judge, basically, that they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father and that his actions contributed to the shooting. Rupnow is charged with 2 counts of intent to sell a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a child. If Rupnow is eventually convicted, each one of those 3 felonies could carry a sentence of up to 6 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. Of course, we'll continue to follow this case as it moves through the court system. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
note there?
Just to
see if it works for us.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Trump is on plan. This has been the plan. Trump has selected California, he selected Los Angeles, and he selected Gavin Newsom to wage this first political battle with a governor. And he has been dictating the pace and the terms of everything for the last couple of months. And he's now challenging Newsom and the Democrats and America to stop him. Whether or not this is bad for Newsom or bad for Trump, it's bad for America.
Yep.
Thank you, Paul Rykoff. Okay, hey, our legal lad is here. Here he is, taking off his comedy hat.
Here he comes. Yes, it's Gina Bartala. Yes, it's Gina Bartala.
Happy Posse Comitatus Day. Hello, Dina Badala from Los
Thank
Angeles.
Thank you, Stephanie. How are you guys doing?
Which has burned to the ground.
Do you need to airdrop food into L.A.? Can you get past the lines? What is going on? Blink twice if you want me to contact the Trump officials to save you. What is – how horrible
– We are – well, we are
– producer about the truth before
depending
we start.
Depending on which news source you listen to, we have both burned to the ground and been saved from being completely obliterated by Donald Trump. So good morning. It's confusing.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning. It's great to have you. I'm hoping this isn't the last conversation before you're overrun, but it's good that, you know, I can't, if you watch cable news, this is it.
I had Mayor Bass on, and I'm like, it would help my ratings if you got arrested during this interview, but I don't want you to be arrested by Donald Trump. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. We're at a mm-hmm. President of the United States threatening, to, you know, encouraging Tom Homan to arrest Gavin Newsom, a sitting governor, sending the Marines in.
Right.
Which are complete as unnecessary as the National Guard, you know, taking over our National Guard. And Dean, as usual, it's all illegal, right?
Well, I hope so. Look, first of all, Tom Homan has no power. He's a border czar.
Right.
It's a created position.
Right.
I look forward to the Nuremberg type trials that we're going to have for Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and Stephanie Miller. Not Stephanie Miller.
What?
Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller.
Miller.
How dare you?
Not
Stephanie. Oh, see, I'm going to get swept up by accident. I'll be like, I am not Stephen Miller.
Like Stephanie Miller, that's his drag name is Stephanie Miller. Sorry about that. And Trump, too.
No due process. I'm just going to get snatched up with no way to prove that I'm not Stephen Miller. Okay.
We need a Nuremberg type trial for these guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it illegal? Well, Trump incited a terrorist attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The guy attempted a coup. The guy's convicted of 34 felonies. A lot of things Donald Trump has done is illegal. The question is, will there be any punishment or will the court stop this at all? And, A.G. Bonta in your state, Rob Bonta, the attorney general, who's a really effective attorney general, filed a lawsuit yesterday to get an injunction against the troops, the National Guard troops, in the streets. And we'll see if the court acts. I imagine Trump might pull the guard out before that actually gets a court date. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I see.
Because he's a
he's a coward.
He's a giant.
He's a taco.
That always backs down. He's a taco.
He's a taco. Exactly.
By the way, in fairness, the reason they haven't picked up Felon Trump is the police are looking for someone 6'3 and 220 pounds. So,
yeah, he doesn't fit that description.
Yeah. it is. But look, they're sending in the Marines, and we're not sure where the Marines really are right now because it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
There's no video of them. But just so everybody knows, there are 24,000 National Guard troops in California. You have the biggest National Guard.
Yeah.
They've only deployed 4,000. They could have deployed more if they need them. Trump picking the Marines has nothing to do with protection. It has everything to do with intimidation.
Yeah.
He shows that the U.S. Marines, who are war killers, who are trained effectively, and we want them to be
kill.
War killers, onto the streets of America, where all they know is kill. I mean, that's their job.
Yeah.
We want them to be that. We don't want them to be that against Americans, but Trump does, and that's what's so frightening.
And they are not legally allowed to do law enforcement. What are they here for? I mean, there is a Posse Comitatus Act. But again, you know, we keep trying to fight one illegal thing at a time. So right. I love the CNN legal analyst said his deployment of the National Guard, you know, first of all, seizing control of our National Guard against our will. He said we're entering unknown territory legally. Aren't we always?
Mm-hmm.
He said the point of the answer is we don't know because this particular statute has only ever been invoked one prior time in American history. So we're really in unknown territory. Here. So what do you think happens with the California
Trump
lawsuit?
He did not invoke the Insurrection Act as of yet. We don't have any document that he signed invoking the Insurrection Act. We're waiting. He deployed these troops under a federal law. It's Title 10 U.S.C. Section 12406. I read A.G. Bonta's lawsuit, and in that he notes only one president ever invoked it. It's not the LBJ thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was Richard Nixon
yes.
during a postal strike,
oh,
and they sent
right.
out the National
right.
Guard to do postal delivery. There was LBJ, it was a different section sending out, and ironically enough, it's the opposite of Trump. They sent out the National Guard against the governor's objections to protect civil rights activists.
Yeah.
In this case, Donald Trump did it over Governor Newsom's objection to protect white supremacy. I mean, it's the exact opposite of what LBJ
yes,
did to
and he's
for equality and this for white supremacy.
Provoked this in the first place, and now he's escalating, you know, right? He's not just our National Guard, now the Marines. I mean, what's next? Insurrection Act, martial law? Like, you
sure.
can tell, like, he wants escalation, right?
But I should mention that I was booked for a USO show at the L.A. Pavilion. I'm going to be down there with John Fugelsang. We'll be doing stand-up. We got booked by the USO.
Cool.
Trump's doing it. No, we're nothing. I'm kidding about that. I'm like, okay, if they're bringing the troops in, they need entertainment, right? So maybe the USO will book me finally.
Because I think of you.
I'll make it
I think
on
of you
Sunset
as,
Boulevard.
I think of you as the Muslim Bob Hope. You know what I mean?
I'm the Muslim Bob Hope. I love it. Look, it's illegal. The thing is, it's not criminal. It's illegal, so the courts have to get involved and say what Donald Trump is doing is a violation. That's why Newsom wants an injunction. That's why they're in federal court. They filed yesterday. I hope there's a hearing the next day or two about this. I wonder if a court's going to get involved, though, to say a president cannot send troops out because it's really – it's never been decided. It'll have to go up to the Supreme Court. So they might rule in favor of the state, the governor, but then say we have to put the ruling on stay and let it go to the Supreme Court to decide it. We know what the Supreme Court's going to do. They want Donald Trump to be a king. The Republican Supreme Court already did that last year with the immunity. So we have this perfect storm of authoritarianism and a aspiring fascist leader in a White House.
Our Attorney General said, let me be clear, there is no invasion, there is no rebellion. The president is trying to manufacture chaos and crisis on the ground for his own political ends. Obviously, they're arguing it illegally infringed on Newsom's role of commander. He is commander in chief of the California National Guard, period.
Yep.
I mean, we just kept saying, can you imagine if Joe Biden seized the Alabama National Guard? What would have happened?
I can only imagine. And in the lawsuit, Bonta points out that Newsom needs a National Guard. You're heading into fire season. You need the National Guard for issues with fire. There might be a natural disaster. We don't know. And by taking these troops away from Newsom, you make it harder for him to do his job as the commander-in-chief of the National Guard of California. So Bonta laid that out really well in the complaint that they filed. And I think that it's an easy read. You can see it online, folks. It's like 20 pages. But read that part. It's the most compelling part. This isn't politics. This is about the lives of people in California. You're less safe because Trump took away the National Guard that you might need for fire safety, for any kind of national disaster, whatever might happen, that you need the National Guard.
He let us burn, and then he tried to drown us with reservoir water. I mean, it's just, I feel like we have a restraining order against the President of the United States. Like, he's our abusive ex. I mean, it's, okay. I mean, Gavin,
he's trying to turn California into Harvard University.
Yep.
He's making you the target.
Yep.
He went after Harvard, which had to do with, at the beginning, whatever it was about was gone. It was about punishing and destroying Harvard, the same way Viktor Orban destroyed the big liberal university in Hungary. That's the point. Grab control. So you do it as an example to silence other universities. He's doing this to California. You're now his go-to. They're going to do one thing after the other, including freezing grants to your state, which they were rumored on Friday. And I think that's an important conversation we have to have about withholding federal tax dollars going forward.
Thank you. Well, let's get to your piece on that in a second. But, Newsom just said he's not for peacemaking. He's here for war. He wants a civil war on the streets of America, not just here. We talked to our friends in Chicago. I thought, I'm like, you're next, probably. You know, he said he's testing the boundaries by nationalizing the Federal Guard. Heck, his own Kristi Noem was a year ago sitting there with Sean Hannity saying it's outrageous Biden's considering nationalizing the Guard in my great state. Kristi Noem, what about state sovereignty and state rights? And where the hell is Hannity now? Where the hell is Kristi Noem? They're out there just singing the siren songs of chaos, trying to sow chaos, putting our democracy at risk. These are the acts of authoritarians, period, full stop. He said, this is Donald Trump's mess. What you see on your nightly news is his Donald Trump's making. Now we've got to clean up this mess. So here we are, right? Up is down, black is white, as usual with Trump.
Yeah, and I think that Governor Newsom, I'm glad that he used the word civil war. Donald Trump wants a civil war, or really a true rebellion and insurrection, so that he can send the military out. He can also arguably suspend habeas corpus, which he doesn't have the power to do. It's in Article 1 of the Constitution. That's for Congress. But he will try to do it because Lincoln did it during the Civil War and say, we're suspending habeas corpus, which means they can round up hundreds of American citizens, thousands of us, and put us in the camp that we've always dreamed of, Stephanie.
Yes.
And we can finally be there together,
we just hope that Muslims are next to lesbians. We're thinking because L and M, we probably
right.
are.
You would be close.
Yeah, yeah
be
the
close.
Lesbian bloc is right next to the Muslim bloc.
And Ron Hartenbaum will definitely be in that camp.
Yeah.
For other reasons. Ron should be in the camp.
No. Just Jews, liberals, others. I just love this. On Face the Nation Sunday, Kristi Noem explained her reversal, her hypocrisy. What she means by reversal is hypocrisy.
Right.
She said, Governor Newsom has proven that he makes bad decisions. This is someone that Corey Lewandowski, while they were both married to other people, and also shot a puppy in the face. So she's... President Trump knows he makes bad decisions. Really? Really? Gavin Newsom makes bad decisions.
And that's why Trump said he wants to put your governor in jail, and they asked him why, and he said from this guy, but he went over budget on the railroad.
Yeah.
Thing. That's what he's
Because you can
he's
fly.
Because
you can fly to San Francisco for $2 is what he said.
Yeah.
And then you could also, he talked about that he should never run for office. Him running for office is a crime. And we're like, nothing makes sense. This is a man who's got cognitive decline, who'll be 79 on Saturday, who doesn't know what's going on. In 2020, he said point blank in an interview, he could not send the National Guard without the consent of the governor. That clip is playing all over now. It was an interview, I think, Anderson Cooper.
Yep, I saw it.
Now, his brain is addled where the Stephen Miller and those guys tell him, hey, you can. And he goes, oh, okay, I can. You know, give me ice cream and a cheeseburger or whatever you want. That's it.
Well,
he does it.
Let's go to I shouldn't read your pieces because I highlight the entire thing and then it becomes Steffi's book club and then I have to read your piece to you.
Like
and
that.
So I'm not going to do that. But go read it. We've linked to it. Just because you brought up a tantalizing, you said blue states should legally withhold federal taxes from Trump's regime. I think Newsom said something like that. Like, oh, okay, you're going to withhold all money to California. How about we don't send you the $83 billion that we send every year?
Can either of those legally be done, though?
That's
the question. Chris, legally.
Well,
that's cute. That's
laws
crazy.
Don't matter. We're post-law, Chris. Haven't you watched Trump? Look, I had the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, on yesterday. He's my friend. And, you know, they said, look, we can look into it. They're not sure. Is there a way for the state and individuals that living in blue states to say, we can't be a part of this. We can't be complicit in the destruction of the United States by Donald Trump and his violations of U.S. and international law. So can we create a trust, let's say a legal trust in the state where we pay our federal dollars there? Okay. So we're still paying our federal obligation,
right.
But the state holds it, and the state says, we'll give it to the federal government on the condition that they comply with certain requirements.
Okay.
And if they don't, we're going to keep the tax dollars for our people.
Yeah.
And so that's the point. Newsom raised the idea, and your speaker of your assembly raised it as well on Friday, and that's why I wrote my article. I said, this has got to be discussed now. We should strangle this regime in terms of money. It's the blue states that fund the government.
Yeah.
Let's hold our money back. Let them do what they want to do without our money so we're not complicit. Because I view this as being complicit by funding this.
Yeah. Sidebar, Counselor, is Keith Ellison, does he go to the Muslim section of the Gulag with us, or is he in the black person section?
I think it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
there you go.
I'm sorry, you alternate.
I want to get the rules down before we... Okay. And our lesbians and gay guys separate, because I, you know, Chris is going to want to be
Thursday.
With me 24/7.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the same pen as her.
You don't want to be in the electric lesbian zoo?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. You know, you say it best. You start out with, we're at war. Donald Trump, yeah. Trump calling up the National Guard to occupy parts of Los Angeles over the objections of the governor. Silence protesters is the latest example of this. You just said Trump is waging a multifaceted war upon us. It's just in just the first 5 months of his term, we've seen him arrest a judge, a sitting member of Congress, the mayor of Newark for daring to defy him. And so, again, as you say, like whatever, law firms, university, he's targeting everybody, anybody. That is against him. Go ahead.
Right. And my point is that please don't look at any one action of Donald Trump in a vacuum. It is part of the dictator, the authoritarian playbook. I'm sure you've had experts on. I've had numerous fascism experts on, from Jason Stanley to Guy Marcel Theracis to Stephen Levitsky from Harvard, all in the last month. We've gone through it. They are checking box after box. You know, 2 weeks ago, I had various experts on who warned if he uses the military on U.S. soil, we've crossed into another area, yeah. And here we are.
We cross a new red line every day, Dean. You're absolutely right. I said Friday, I'm like, oh, he's not just threatening the Marines. He's going to send the Marines. Mm-hmm. And here we are. I mean, go ahead.
During the Civil War, would the northern states send tax dollars to the Confederacy headed by Jefferson Davis when they were waging a war on the north? Of course not. And I know that analogy, it's not perfect, but it's close. They are, you know, Fort Sumner, 1861, the war began with the Confederates attack Fort Sumner. Mm-hmm. I believe historians might look back at what happened this weekend with Donald Trump as the beginning of a new civil war. But the difference is, it's up to Trump. He can stop this. I hope he goes Taco Trump.
Trump.
Do not go forward.
Yeah.
Because he can get ugly, and he wants to get ugly.
I love when maggots like, oh, they're flying flags from other countries outside the ICE detention centers. Like, really? The people that fly Nazi flags and Confederate flags are concerned?
Well, on January 6th, they were flying Trump flags over the place.
Thank you. Yeah. Real quick, you got to go, but you wrote another piece, Democrats must demand the release of the Epstein files and impeach Bondi if she refuses. Every Democrat needs to. I mean, the betting pool is against. That's what he's distracting against is Elon Musk, right and well, the Epstein.
There's no doubt. And I go through in the article all the connections over the years between Epstein and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump lying, saying, I was never on the plane. And they found out in the recent trial with Maxwell that he was on at least seven times. The pilot testified. We know they're close. I don't know if Trump committed crimes and it's in that file, but we know they're very close, and Trump doesn't want us to see what's in that file. That's common sense.
Yeah.
We should see it.
Yep, absolutely. We love you, Dean Obadiah.
We
never have enough time with you, but you can get more Dean tonight on SiriusXM.
Absolutely.
Progress. Yay.
Thanks, guys. Have
Bye,
a great
sweetheart.
Day.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
22 minutes after the hour. Ooh, it's a jumbo segment. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
I don't even know. I'm not even singing a song recognizable by anyone now.
No.
You're just making them up.
Okay. This year, we have seen how a lot of companies write knee bendy, ring kissy, bleh, poo on you.
Fooey.
Credo Mobile. Not taking down the pride flag, not kissing the ring, not bending the knee, right? They have donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. So when you switch to Credo, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and every month they donate to all of these fantastic nonprofits, and you get to vote on who gets your money. Switching to Credo Mobile, smart, easy way to make a difference. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Ooh, I gotta say, that was fantastic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Road Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, we're LA. We are LA strong. Yeah. 28 minutes after the hour. Oh, Malcolm Nance, the sailor has issued marching orders.
Yep.
Orders. Will someone in L.A. get down to the National Guard with a massive loudspeaker and play YMCA in the Navy nonstop, please? change the protest dynamic from confrontation into a dance party.
I like it.
Yeah. Make sure the media sees you can make them smile.
I like that idea. That's a fantastic idea.
All right. We have marching orders from the sailor.
We'll talk to him further about that tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, we will. I love that
idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, people have already said, like, good job, L.A. You're making them look silly.
Yeah.
There's more, ICE and, National Guard and Marines than there are protesters.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Thank you, Jody Hamilton. Thank you. All right, we will get into combative Hegseth repeatedly refuses to answer questions about the cost of deploying Marines to L.A. Didn't I ask that in hour one?
Yes.
How much is this, costing us? This unnecessary reality show. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important. And little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council. If you talk and they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well... Whew.
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
not be lectured by Donald Trump and anyone in the Republican Party about issues of law and order. Not a single one of them. Donald Trump promised to lower costs on day one. Costs haven't gone down. They're going up. Inflation is going up. Donald Trump lied to the American people. He pardoned hundreds of violent felons, criminals, who brutally assaulted police officers and attacked the Capitol on January 6th. That's what Donald Trump did on day one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leader Jeffries, who went on to say...
No one is actually defending any unlawful behavior.
Of course not.
I am defending the right for the American people to peacefully assemble. And we'll continue to encourage people to exercise that right peacefully. And if anyone crosses the line... They should be held accountable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Mayor Bass echoed the same thing when she talked to us, a little earlier this morning. Can I just say, when you interrupt my church, and by church I mean Nicole Wallace.
Okay.
You and Francis. Francis Callier is the same.
Yes. It is my safe space.
All right.
I had to tweet in the middle of, because Eddie Gloud... this is what I tweeted. He actually tweeted back at me. I said, really, Eddie Gloud? Quote, feckless Democrats refuse to defend the country. That's what you take away from L.A.? I can see why you take no responsibility for your op-ed about why you weren't voting for Hillary for how we got here. Thank you. Thank you. I got lots of mic
drops. What did he say back?
What did he write back?
He just said, oh, you totally misunderstood. My goodness. He actually said, my goodness.
Oh.
I'm like, no, I don't think I did.
Was he grasping his pearls?
Nicole Wallace and also... I think it was John Heilman. Uh-huh. They both pushed back.
Yeah.
I think Nicole Wallace did say, why are we talking about Democrats? What about the Republican Party?
Yeah.
I mean, can I just say I'm so proud of Mayor Bass?
Yes.
And I've obviously had recent differences with Governor Newsom.
Same.
But I think he's been, I stand with him in this.
Spot
Amen.
On.
And I just, are you kidding me? Democrats are to blame for Donald Trump sending the Marines in against United States citizens? I mean, and so by the way, Pete Hegseth is testifying as we speak, right? Representative Betty McCollum, thank you, another great Democrat, told Hegseth, this is deeply unfair position to put our Marines in. There is no need for the Marines to be deployed. She asked what the cost is of the deployment. Thank you.
Reasonable question.
Thank you.
Very good question.
On top of his stupid birthday parade and ripping up the streets of D.C., how many homeless veterans would this help?
Mm-hmm.
McCollum asked what the cost of employment would be. Hegseth deflected on costs, attacked the decisions of previous Biden administration, and then instead talked about illegal immigration. Could the secretary please address the budget, McCollum said. Hegseth again refused to acknowledge McCollum's question and attacked the politics of the past administration again. She took back her time. I mean, and here we go, right? It's, again, I'd like the answer to that question. Wouldn't you?
I would, too.
I would.
Yeah. Okay. Representative Pramila Jayapal.
All of the violence and the escalation is core to the Trump administration's authoritarian playbook. As we see people exercising their constitutional rights to peacefully use their voices to speak out against this injustice, they are being met with tear gas and rubber bullets from this unconstitutional, unlawful administration.
One of our great progressive warriors who we love, who joined us, Seattle Sexy Liberal this time. Did you see, I think it's Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's kid?
Apparently, it's not.
It's
his
not
kid.
Him. Okay, they thought. Anyway, whoever it is was fantastic.
Yes.
It's just on tape. Is just talking directly to the, I think National Guard,
mm-hmm.
just saying, "What are you doing?
Yeah,
you should want to
be on the
here
right
with
side.
Us.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of history right
yeah.
now.
No, it was a great little. I mean, it's one of those things that went viral. But yeah, I don't know why people somehow.
He looks
it,
a lot like Kirk Russell's son.
Yeah.
He looks a
hockey
lot
player
like
son,
him.
Right?
Yeah, he looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Okay, skipping down, Senator Chris Murphy.
You know, Donald Trump only cares about protests when they're opposing him. I mean, every
Thank
single
you.
Day we should be reminding the American public that there were protesters at the Capitol fighting for Donald Trump to install him in power permanently on January 6th of 2021, who beat the hell out of police officers
Thank
with
you.
Metal poles and tasers and are out on the street today. So Donald Trump only cares about quelling violent protests or quelling protests writ large when it's protests against him.
Yeah, thank you. And now if somebody spits, you're going to get shot to death.
Yep.
And the vice president,
by a Marine.
But Pence had to call the National Guard
thank
that
you.
Day.
Thank you. Yep. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona, you're on with Jody on the show.
Hey, everybody. I was doing housework yesterday, milling around. I had MSNBC on, and I heard him mention 29 Palms, California.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it got all the way out there. Well, that's I guess there's a Marine base there, and that's
yes.
where they
deployed. Yeah.
There's a huge Marine base
yeah.
in 29
Palms.
Okay.
Has anyone counted? Are there actually
right.
29? Are you sure it's not
31?
There
are a little
31?
More now. When 29 Palms was founded, well, there were only 29.
Yeah.
Well, it gave me a scare because on June 20th, I'm going to be performing at the Tortoise Rock Casino
yeah.
in 29 Palms. So I was worried that I was walking into like a
no.
military
zone. No, you're gonna be fine.
Everything up in the high desert is just fine.
Everything's
and
fine. Yeah.
So as you keep saying, Chris, it is a sliver of downtown
yes.
L.A. Mm-hmm. Do not buy a lot of the footage. They're also faking it. It's not from now, or they just keep replaying the same footage.
Yeah.
You know. By the way. Don't even get me started.
What?
It's just the Afghanistan withdrawal. First of all, this was Donald Trump's disastrous plan. Joe Biden, thank you, President Biden, got us out of our longest war, right? But they just kept playing the same footage over and over again as if it was still happening,
right.
The chaos at the airport.
I blame producers for that.
Right. But like I always say, what do they think? It was going to look like Nantucket Airport? It still was the most successful evacuation in history. And it just, but it just goes to show you how TV coverage can go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fox News has been caught, I don't know how many times, using footage or stills from something that isn't the thing
mm-hmm.
they're covering to try to,
They did that during the Portland and Seattle stuff for Black Lives Matter. They did the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, this would be DOJ Barbie.
Yeah.
Pam Bondi.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
We are going to enforce the law regardless of what they do. Look at it out there. It looks like a third world country.
It does not.
It's not. It's the United States of America. We are not standing for it. Donald Trump won't stand for it.
Oh, by the way, just side note, Bradley Bondi, Brad Bondi.
Brad.
Yeah.
Brother
yeah. of Pam Bondi
uh-huh.
lost his bid for president of the D.C. bar, receiving 3,490 votes compared to Diane Seltzer's 34,982.
Oh. Has her cross started to burn on her yet?
Yeah.
If there were a God, he would be burning crosses on these women's chests at
yeah.
the moment.
Yeah. All right, so Jonathan Lemire with Tom Hobag yesterday.
I believe it's Homan.
Right, whatever.
Is everyone that has been arrested by ICE agents have a criminal record like those you've described?
No.
Absolutely not. And I said from day one, January 20th, we will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats. However, we will enforce law. I may prioritize my family life over my work. It doesn't mean I ignore my work.
I can barely understand a word he
says. He does not enunciate
that. His marbles in his mouth.
His face looks like an Easter ham.
What's that Fat Albert character?
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth. Yep.
Okay, so at least they're admitting it, really? Did you really only think he was... First of all, how many... if they keep saying deporting criminals or gang members, a lot of them are already in prison here.
Yeah.
If they're actually criminals and gang members, right?
And we coordinate with deporting people that are criminals.
Yes.
I mean, we coordinate normally.
Yes. And I mentioned this story earlier, Jody, but this is the other... So Tony DeMare's family owns 4,000 acres of tomato farms across Florida and California. Sadly, his Florida crops are not looking good. They're mowed over and left to rot like tomato vines across the state. It's not growing conditions that are the problem. It's economic ones. DeMare said that Trump's tariff and immigration policies are driving farmers to abandon their crops. In January, he warned that Trump's crackdown on migrants would squeeze farmers who rely on migrants to pick produce. About 50% of farm workers in the U.S. are undocumented migrants, including skilled supervisors and machine operators. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration, as they proceed with mass deportation, there are far less pickers in the field and crops are left to go bad. Who is this helping?
Nobody. And they're not arresting the people that are hiring these people, because
right.
that is against the law.
Thank you. The labor shortage means Florida's farmers have to pay more for labor. At the same time, they're getting less money for their produce due to Trump's tariff policies. Yep. This is just an unmitigated disaster. Mm-hmm. And this is what all this is about in L.A. and Marines. From January through April, Trump threatens tariffs triggered Mexican suppliers to double or even triple tomato exports to the U.S. before tariffs went into effect. The result, the U.S. market was flooded with Mexican tomatoes. Florida farmers saw the wholesale price of a box of tomatoes plummet from $16 a box to $3 or $4. They said tomato farmers need about $10 or $11 to even break even. You can't even afford to pick them right now. He said between the cost of labor and the inputs that that goes in, it's more cost effective for the farmers to just plow them out, to waste all of that food, right? You can't even afford, Sorry. It's not just Florida tomato growers feeling the pinch. Canada has imposed a 25% tariff on U.S. watermelons in retaliation for Trump's tariffs on Canadian products. DeMare knows one watermelon grower has lost Canadian customers to Mexican watermelon suppliers as a result. Mm-hmm. I mean, this chain reaction is, okay. If U.S. farmers don't have enough workers to harvest crops, Americans will have to buy more imported produce and pay more due to tariffs. The resulting surge in food prices will drive inflation, stressing household budgets across the nation, particularly hurting families in areas with high food insecurity. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a disaster, right? On top of what's happening here. I mean, it's... All right, who is this? DHS official, Trisha somebody.
Trisha McLaughlin.
Yeah, sure.
She's very blonde.
Shocker.
Okay.
Just on Friday night, when LAPD was not responding for 2 hours, our ICE office was surrounded by 1,000 protesters. They were lighting American flags on fire, burning them as they were hoisting up foreign flags. It's un-American activity going on, and it was becoming very violent. As I said again, they were pummeling our ICE enforcement officers with rocks.
Okay, just to review, what is patriotic is to beat police officers, sometimes to death, with Trump flags or American flags.
Yeah.
Don't light them on fire, but if you beat Capitol police officers...
That's okay.
Yeah, and tase them, then that is patriotism.
Yeah.
And if you're also waving a Trump flag and a Confederate flag and also a Nazi flag,
that's
say patriotic. You're at the Capitol or you're at Charlottesville, that is patriotic.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just reviewing for Trisha. Okay.
She's very blonde.
Hi.
I'm shocked, Christopher. Shocked. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my pals at Native Path.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you about their products.
Wow.
First of all, I put in my long bike rides this weekend.
Oh.
I put Native Hydrate in there. You get all those amino acids and electrolytes and things. And then Native Path Collagen goes right in my coffee every morning.
Right.
Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration. Naturally, imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look, fewer lines and wrinkles. It is made of hydrolyzed collagen peptides. There's no clumping.
No clumping.
We're not clumping, people.
No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk in there. Meet Native Path Collagen, my buddy, my friend. Say hello to my little friend. Okay. 2 scoops a day, 18 grams of protein. How about that, Captain Protein over there? Okay.
I do it.
It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Right now, go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Do you like it?
It's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know that feeling when you walk through the door, kick off your shoes, and finally breathe? That's the kind of comfort Cozy Earth delivers. Luxury you can truly feel and quality you can count on day after day. I've been sleeping on Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets for a while now. I can honestly say they've completely changed the way I sleep. Made with viscose from bamboo, they're unbelievably soft and the temperature regulation is real. I don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. With Father's Day around the corner, Cozy Earth has you covered with gift ideas that are both practical and luxurious. Perfect for the hard-to-buy-for man in your life. The all-day tee and studio pant collection are two standouts. They're incredibly soft, breathable, and made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or just relaxing at home. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Visit CozyEarth.com now. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Dad's going to love it. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are increasing patrols at specific spots around the city, namely the places where data shows there are the most crashes. Each week, they'll review the numbers and choose a new spot to add those extra patrols, hoping to make those specific intersections safer. They'll continue this initiative until September. And good news for travel in western Wisconsin. That bridge that connects Wisconsin and Iowa is back open, at least for now. The Lansing Bridge had to close about 3 weeks ago when sensors detected movement. Iowa officials have determined it's safe for cars and trucks to drive over it. Meanwhile, they're already building a new bridge right next to the existing one. They will have to close the existing bridge while they work on the new one, but they won't do that until after the 4th of July holiday weekend. And the latest in one of the lawsuits against the Trump administration, where Wisconsin is one of the plaintiffs. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Wisconsin is one of about two dozen states that sued in April. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
To get more Madison and Wisconsin news straight to your inbox every week, you can sign up for our newsletter at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and more mild today, with a west breeze and high temperatures reaching the mid-70s. We'll have clear skies tonight, with abundant sunshine still on tap tomorrow, and even warmer, highs making it to the mid-80s. But a chance of showers and thunderstorms rolls through at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Judy Davidoff and Mike McCabe will join us.
We also got an email from an AI robot saying he's replacing us.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Point of gas, but good point.
That's not entirely legal to have multiple wives anywhere in the country.
Well, that's not entirely legal. I thought you were going to say, is that legal? I don't know. We ask that every morning. The answer is no.
She says no.
No. You can't send the Marines and you can't seize the National Guard. Okay.
In fact, Utah banned polygamy in order to become a state.
They had to. I agree with Malcolm Nance. Go get a loudspeaker. Someone here in L.A. Go play YMCA.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
At the right. The
It'll be more
National
fun.
Guard and turn the protest into a dance party. A big gay dance party for Pride Month. Do it. We'll just skip to another song. Senator fears anti-vax leopards will eat his face.
Oh, okay.
I never thought.
Oh, Bill Cassidy.
We bonded over bigotry,
all right.
But they weren't supposed
you
to
were
turn
Bill Cassidy, you were warned. He's the only doctor in the Senate, and he voted for Bobby Kennedy.
Yep.
Now he's raised concerns. He's concerned. Yes.
You might as well join Susan Collins.
About Bobby Kennedy gutting the Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee.
Uh-huh. We warned you.
The decision, yes, thank you. You were warned. The decision comes weeks after Cassidy praised Bobby Kennedy for having lived up to the commitments Kennedy made to secure Cassidy's confirmation vote, one of which was to maintain the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Vaccine Practices without changes.
We tried to warn you.
Right?
We tried to tell you.
And that board also tells insurance companies whether or not to cover things. This is a very important thing.
Yep.
Okay, Elon Musk appeared to reverse course over the weekend, sharing support for Trump after accusing him days earlier.
Oh, no.
Covering up his alleged ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
The girls are talking again.
Aw, this is so cute. Are they going to make up sex? Trump has spent days manning the phones to tell confidants that Musk is a big-time drug addict. Ooh, messy, messy breakup. Trump also said he had no interest in repairing his relationship, and then Musk quietly took down his insults of the president. By Sunday, the violent anti-immigration protests, I'm reading from their talking points. Oh. They're not violent! Okay. The protests that erupted in L.A., Musk quietly amplified Trump's rhetoric without comment and with no mention of their public falling out. Nice try.
We all saw it.
Nice try. I know, waking up in fascism, authoritarianism, you know.
Whatever.
But why do we have to wake up in eighth grade every day? Oh, my God. I don't even know. What breakup music do I need for this? I don't. Just
I
give
will
me.
Survive?
Yeah, sure. Give me I Will Survive.
I can do that.
Petty Trump. This is actually a headline in an actual paper in the actual year of our actual Lord, 2025.
Okay.
Petty Trump is taking all of Elon's friends in bitter divorce. Trump is reportedly dragging his entire MAGA friend group into his war with Elon Musk and forcing them to choose sides.
I was petrified.
Trump administration officials have launched a cold war to freeze Musk out of MAGA social circles on the heels of his very public falling out with Trump. We are taking away Elon's friends, said a senior.
Oh, please!
Do they have a burn book, too?
Yes. Said a senior Trump administration official told Rolling Stone, if he wants them back, he will need to kiss Donald Trump's ass harder than he's ever kissed anyone's ass before in his entire life. Even then, it's not a given he'll get to come back from this. A source told Rolling Stone that White House have been making calls to big donors and high-profile allies to reaffirm their loyalty. Yep. Team Donald or Team Elon? Choose.
Wow.
I just, as I said, in time for Pride Month, the messiest queens breaking up is just.
And I love that they're all doing it on Facebook. So we can
and
also
Twitter and yeah. Very public. Diva's down.
Diva's down.
Oh my God.
Such little babies.
Little diaper poop babies.
Yeah. Any babies. Jesus. Grow up. Lloyd in Hemet, California. Hello, Lloyd.
Good morning, Stephanie. You've been doing amazing work through this whole Trump thing.
Thank you.
Since 2000 on, you've been doing just amazing work.
Thank you.
And you're a national treasure.
Oh, God.
And I really recommend that people read H.P. Abarelli's book, The Coup in Dallas, where he pretty much has proven that the assassination of JFK was coordinated by Otto Skorzeny's front man.
By whose front man? Wait, whose front man? All right. Oh, gosh. Look at the time.
Heartbreak.
Well, look at the time. Thank you, Jody Hamilton.
Thank you,
Politics Jody. Bar is her show. Yes. Get it? See you tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The issue of the president sending the military to Los Angeles to handle protesters of immigration raids came up the first of today's three congressional hearings for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Congresswoman Betty McCollum, Minnesota Democrat.
Active duty military has absolutely no role in domestic law enforcement, and they are not trained for those missions.
Hegseth responding.
As far as training, all of the units on the ground have been fully trained in their capabilities of what they're executing
Chairman,
on the ground.
In a high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz today, 9 people were killed and at least 12 others injured, says the Austrian Interior Minister. Police say the shooter died by suicide in a bathroom in the school. He was a former student of the school and acted alone. Settling a lawsuit for nearly $30 million, Michigan State University and three surviving victims of the 2023 mass shooting on campus, say the lawyers. Trade talks continue today. This is ABC News.